Is there a work session today?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, Esther, are we live and well?
Live and well.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's a little after 9 a.m. on Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. We're meeting at 12:04 at the Capitol today for a special meeting dealing with one agenda item that's in Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio. I don't have any opening comments, but I would defer to Randy or Julie and then continue with the motions.
I have no opening comments.
All right, Commissioner Fedorchak, your nickel.
I'll just move into the motion.
All right.
I move the commission issue a notice of intent to consider information in addition to evidence presented at the hearing in the application of NSP Company for an electric rate increase, case number PU-12-813.
Second.
Pursuant to ND's Century Code Section 28-32-25, the Public Service Commission gives notice that it intends to consider information in addition to the evidence presented at the hearing on this case. The commission intends to take official notice of the records in the following commission dockets regarding NSP Company. Case number PU-13-706, case number PU-13-707-708, PU-13-194, PU-09-61, PU-13-195, PU-13-742, PU-13-743, PU-10-580, and PU-09-61. You are hereby advised that you have the right upon written request to examine the information or evidence and to present your own information or evidence and to cross-examine the person furnishing the information or evidence. Any such request must be received by the commission within 10 days of this notice. So that summarizes our motion for the morning.
Hey, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Maybe just add a little more of, I guess, my thoughts and see if my colleagues want to jump in, is that I see this as a crucial step in really buttoning up the record as we move forward in the rate case and the wind farm case and the natural gas case, that I potentially see us making some very I won't say new decisions, but some very out-of-the-box kind of decisions in this rate case that may open it up to more scrutiny than we normally would see. And I think this is a very wise move today to really tighten up the record, and we're even anticipating, I think, one more type motion like this. Mr. Fanon, our commission advisory staff, has prepared a chart that I believe we're going to be, that I'll be recommending, and I think my colleagues, too, will be recommending get added to the record. And so Mr. Fawn has told us he's going to need some more time to complete that, but as soon as he gets that all buttoned up, we'll have a similar type motion including that into the record. The information that Patrick Fawn is looking at is just basically he compiled a lot of different information from the cases that we received and put together some charts that were very compelling as to why one CP might be the way to go. And so that's information that, for me personally, I would definitely want included in the record as we figure out exactly what we're going to do for all the different items in the rate case. So really support this motion today, but just wanted to set the stage that we'll have another motion coming in the near future.
Just to add to that a little bit, I was unable to be at the work session last week, but I knew very well about the work that Pat was doing because he and I and Jerry had been kind of consulting on that and going through. I think it's important to note that the information he gathered was all from the record. So the information in those charts isn't necessarily new information, but I think that there's testimony that was generated at some of the other hearings that is applicable to this case as well, and I think that's why today's motion is important, that we are able to consider everything that is relevant to the issues we're dealing with as evidence in this particular rate case. So I think it's all this order today is a important step in the process, and look forward to bringing this all together to resolution here as soon as possible. And I want to thank Pat and Jerry for their extra work as well. They've been very they've got a lot of expertise and experience and wisdom in these issues, clearly, and I'm glad to be able to tap that.
I think, Commissioner, your final statement and thanking the staff for the extra work makes a very important point, not only in recognizing them for that extra work, but bringing all these cases together, I mean, just logically, it does make a whole bunch of extra work around here. But I think it's just the clearly the logical and right thing to be doing, to look at all these cases separately and kind of have blinders on and the things that we know from some other case, pretend like we don't know it because it's not on the record in whichever case we're working on at the moment. I don't think that's the kind of simplifying process that the people would expect us to do. I think they would expect us to look at everything that, or to consider all the things that we know in these various connected cases and bring them all together and make the decisions that are best for the ratepayers. And so this wasn't my idea, but it is certainly one that I think is a very good one.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. Before I close the meeting, I'll maybe just talk to my colleagues, just do a quick administrative preparation. So today we've got the lignite, we've got a work session at 10, lignite at noon. This afternoon I'm going to go down and do VoIP testimony at 1:20. I can, Pat and I can certainly cover that. And then this afternoon we have the, or evening, we have the public input session. So I know that initially at one time we were planning on going different places, but the weather kind of got in the way, as well as the testimony for me. So I'm going to be here tonight in Bismarck, and so I don't know if you folks have made decisions where you're going to be, just so staff knows where we're all going to be.
I'm planning to be in Bismarck as well.
Okay. Andy, you're going to be around here too?
The weather does not sound conducive to travel.
I was kind of intending to go toward Minot, and I have not really paid that much attention to the weather for this afternoon. And so I guess I'm kind of floating it out there yet. I may still go up there, or I may.
And then tomorrow morning, where's Darrell at? What do we got going for tomorrow to get us all to Dickinson?
Pat has the van set up, and you're leaving at 9:45.
Okay.
So if you're going to ride with Pat, he'll be leaving the back door of the Capitol at 9:45.
Okay, then the plan is to get out to Dickinson State for the public input session, and then to go right over to the hearing after that.
That is correct.
Okay. And I think that's it then. Okay.
Patrick, I will be putting my life in your hands tomorrow in the van.
I'll be making that decision later today, Patrick.
I do have his driving record coming, so.
Okay. Where's the public input session at? Or it's at the college. Where's the hearing at again?
The hearing's at.
The hearing for the MDU tomorrow for that pipeline.
It's at their administrative building.
Dakota Prairie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at the Dakota Prairie administrative.
Okay, so that's an easy run from the college
it's
over
close
to there.
To the plant.
Okay. Okay, I don't have anything else. Commissioner Fedorchak, anything?
Mm-mm.
Nothing else.
All right, we'll go ahead and close the special meeting. Thank you all.